man.
Okay, so we're starting Chulin Perek Hey about the Inyan of Osei V'Espanoi. We already mentioned that means the parent, usually that means the mother animal, and the child may not be shechted on the same day. According to the Tana Chananya, it refers also to the father, and we are choshish for that view in halacha. So should you know who the father animal is, then you can't shecht him and the offspring on the same day either. Interestingly, this halacha, let's just note, applies to behemoths, cows, sheep, goats, but not to chayos, beasts such as deer and antelope. Mishnah Aleph, Osev Yesmano Noyeg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. It applies universally, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, B'fnei Abayis, B'shalom, B'fnei Abayis, during the time the temple stood, and when even during the time there's no temple. B'chulin B'mikdoshim, it applies to ordinary, unconsecrated animals, and to kochim animals as well. Ketzad, how do you apply the halacha of Osev Yesbanoi in various situations? There are, in fact, 12 different possible permutations. Number one, Hashochet Osev Yesbanoi Chulin Bachutz. If one were to shecht the parent animal and the offspring, regular, ordinary, unconsecrated animals, Chulin Bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shneim Kesheirim, although there was an Issa shechting the second one, not allowed to do that, that is the basic Issa of Osev Yesbanoi, but they are nevertheless kosher to eat. Even an animal which is shechted wrongly and one transgressed a prohibition, nonetheless, the animal itself is kosher. So Shnehem Kesheirim, obviously the first one to be shechted, and the second one, Vasheni Sufik Azarabayim, and the second one, the one who shechted the second animal, it means, therefore gets Malkus for shechting the animal, even though the animal, as he said, is kosher. Second case, kochim b'chutz. What about if the animals were consecrated and they should have been shechted, therefore, in the Beis HaMikdosh, but they were shechted outside the Beis HaMikdosh? Harishon chayiv kores for shechting a kochim animal outside the Beis HaMikdosh, but not the second one. The second one is not liable to kores, even though it was kochim b'chutz, because it's considered to be mechusas man. Since you would not be allowed, in principle, you could bring this animal as a korban, but you can't bring it, you can't shecht it within the same 24 hours as the parent animal, and therefore it's called mechusas man. And for shechting a mechusas man, which can't at this time actually be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no issa koritz. Shneim pesulim. Nonetheless, they are both unfit, because they were both kochim, which were shechted and can't be treated as cholin, which name sovkin asai boim, and both of them, both one who shechted the first animal, one who shechted the second animal, get malkus, the first one for shchitas kochim bachutz, and the second one for osev yesbano. Third case, cholin bifnim. What about if both the parent and the offspring were shechted on the same day, but inside the Beis HaMikdash when they were ordinary animals? Shneim pasulim, they're both unfit. That means they're both forbidden to eat them or to have any benefit from them, because they are chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, non-sacrificial animals shechted in the temple, which is wrong. Vasheni sofei sabayim, and for the second shechita, there will be malchus for osei v'yesbanoi. Fourth case, kochim bifnim. If they were both kochim and they were shechted both inside the Beis HaMikdash, yes, they should be. Harishon kosher potter. The first one obviously is fit to, is a valid sacrifice. And the potter, we shouldn't even really say potter, that he didn't commit any avera by shechting that one, so everything's fine. Vasheni sofikas aboyim, but to contrast it with the second one, where there is malchus for osev yesbanoi, upasul, and because it was a unfit korban, well, which was mechusas man at the time of shechita, you couldn't shecht it on that day, you did, and there's mechusas man, there's no issa koris, but there is an issa to have any benefit from it, it's possible. Mishnah base, carrying on with these 12 cases, case number 5. chulin v'kochim b'chutz. Two animals, the first is chulin, the second is kochim, and they were shechted outside. So obviously the first one, no problem with it at all, it's 100% fine. Harishim kosher potter, it was chulin, it was shechted outside as it should be, and it's just a regular shechita. V'asheni sof kesaboyim, and the second one, which was kochim b'chutz, and was also osav yesbanoi, there's going to be malchus for the osav yesbanoi, but there's no kores for shechting it outside, because again, it was mechusazman, couldn't really be shechted as a korban, couldn't be brought as a korban during that time. Or parcel, and the second animal, or however, because it was kochim b'chutz, even though it was mechusazman, there's no kores, but there is an issa to eat it or to have any benefit from it. Sixth case, vice versa, kochim v'chulim achutz. The first one was kochim, and the second one was chulim. Harishon chayev koreis. So the first one, there's koreis, because it's a straightforward shechting of the animal, a kochim animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, or posel, and of course it's invalid, and no benefit can be derived from it. Vasheni kasha. And the second one was an issa of osev yesbanoi. It was only chulin. Shechted outside, chulin outside is fine. And the only thing wrong with it was osev yesbanoi, so therefore it is still kosher to eat. Even though, for both cases, there will be malchus, the first case for shechting kochim b'chutz, and the second case for osev yesbanoi. Case 7, chulin v'kochim bifnim, vice versa. First of all, chulin inside, which is obviously wrong. Shneim pesulim. The first case is chulin shenishchadu ba'azara. And the second case is the kochim bifnim, which is fine and correct, but the only problem was it's osav yesbanoi, and therefore sheni sofik asoboy. Case 8, kochim v'chulin bifnim. Kochim inside, obviously fine, harishon kosher potter, didn't do anything wrong at all. V'asheni, which was chulin inside, we've got a problem of chulin ba'azara. And we've also got, and there's no malchus for chulin ba'azara, because actually it's only in issa aseh. There's no lav, there's only in issa aseh to shechta outside, not inside. And therefore, when we say asheni sof v'yesaboyim, that was for osav v'yesbanoi, or parcel, and the second animal, even though osav yesbanoi, we said the animal normally is kosher, but here where it was shchitah, yeah, chulin nishchatu bazara, there is it's unfit for use. Case 9, chulin b'chutz u'bifnim. So chulin b'chutz is obviously absolutely fine. Harishon kosher u'potter, no problem at all. Hasheni sof v'yesaboyim, and the second case where you shechted chulin inside, there is, first of all, malchus for osav yesbanoi, but and it's posel. You can't have any benefit from the animal, even though osav yesbanoi, we said, is normally kosher. But here, it was shchulin nishchutu ba'azara, wasn't it? Yes. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's posel. Can't have any benefit. Case 10. Kochim b'chutz ubifnim. So the first case, kochim b'chutz, is obviously a problem. Harishon chayv koreis. Straightforward issa shechting kochim outside. Shneim pesulim. And the second case, you did the kochim bifnim, which is the right place to do it, but it was osav yesbanoi. The second case was kochim bifnim. Yeah. So the second one was, it was mechusazman. It was mechusazman. You can't bring the korban during that time, and therefore you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Shneim sof k'mesaboyim. The first case for kochim b'chutz, and the second for osav v'yesbanoi. Case 11, chulin bifnim u'b'chutz. Chulin bifnim, well, obviously, again, you're not allowed to do that. Chulin shenishchu ba'azara, u'potor, so it's possible you can't have any benefit from it, u'potor, because there's no malchus, because it's only an issa aseh. Hasheni sof k'mesaboyim. But the second one, which was chulin b'chutz, which is the right place to do it, but it was osav yesbanoi. So you get malchus v'kosher, and it's still kosher to eat. And finally, the 12th case, kochim bifnim u'b'chutz. Kochim bifnim is the right thing to do. Harishon kosher u'potter, absolutely fine, no penalty at all. Hasheni sof k'mesaboyim. The second case, which was Kochim Bachutz, is going to get Malkus for Osuv Yesbonoi, and there's no Kores because it was Mechusa's man. Couldn't be brought as a Korban during that time. And it's possible because it was a Korban Shechted outside. Mishnah Gimel. This question is here. Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad. You may not Shecht the mother, or even possibly the father, as we said, and the offspring on the same day. But it's Lo Sishchatu. You may not Shecht. Any other form of killing wouldn't be a problem, as we'll see. And what about a Shechita, which is not Ro'i L'Achila? It doesn't achieve what Shechita is meant to achieve, that the animal is now able to be eaten. What if it can't be eaten? Hashochet v'nimtza treifa. Either one of the two is found to be a treifa, the parent or the offspring. Hashochet l'avodah zara, in which case the animal becomes prohibited for benefit, you're not allowed to eat it. Hashochet paras chatos, or if the Shechita of the offspring we have to be talking about here was the para aduma, which again, you're not allowed to eat. Can't be the parent, because then it would be invalid to be a para aduma, an animal which is... Or if one of these animals had been sentenced to stoning, for example, if it had killed a person, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Ve'egla arufon, or a heifer that has to be decapitated to atone for an unsolved murder. In all these cases, Rabbi Shimon poiter, because he holds that a shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shema shechita, and therefore lo sishchatu, it doesn't b'yom echad, it does not apply to it. Ve'chomim machayvin, because the chomim say a shechita is a shechita. Even if it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, it didn't permit the animal for eating, but it was a proper valid, it was a proper, as far as the shechita itself is concerned, it was valid. But what about if the first shechita wasn't actually a valid shechita at all? Then everybody agrees there's no issa to shecht the second one. Hashechem nisnabla b'yodoy. If the shechita was a faulty shechita and the animal became nevela, v'hanoichar, or he didn't shecht the animal at all. Literally, he pierced the nostrils. It means he slaughtered the animal. Uma'akeh, or he tears out the throat organs. Potom mishamos v'yesbenoi. Even the Chachomim agree that this is not a shechita, and therefore there's no osu v'yesbenoi. Shnayim shelokchu para uvena. If two people bought a cow, and one person bought the cow, and another person bought the offspring of the cow, and both want to shecht it at the same time. Once the first one is shechted, the other one may not shecht that day. So, who takes precedence? The one who purchased first takes precedence. He gets the right to shecht first. But if the second one jumped in, even though he actually bought second, but he rushed in and shechted first. Zocha, he has gained the advantage. Well, he's shechted ready, so I'm not sure. He's shechted ready. The second one can't shecht. Hard luck. Shochat para v'achakach shnei v'neho. If one shechted a cow and afterwards two offspring, so he transgressed osu v'yesbenoi twice, even though it's with the same mother or father animal, but two offspring. Sofik shmoinim, two separate isurim, he gets malchus twice. Shachash shneivo neho v'achachas shchoto. What about if he shechted, it doesn't make any difference which one you shecht first. So if he shechted the child first, the offspring first, and then the mother, he would equally be chayev malchus. What about if he shechts the two offspring first, and one day, each one perfectly valid shechita, and then he shechts the mother? Does he have to bring now...
He said he commits his rather fence. He's shechting the mother.
Yeah. So if he gets our boy, yes, he's only liable to one set of lashes. But he says here, since he brings from Rashi and the Rush, and the Rashi and the Rav, that he has only done one act. He has only done one shechita. Shchoto uvita uvaspita. If he shechts the animal and its daughter and its granddaughter animal, sofik shmoinim, then if shmoinim, because he's been over two separate isurim. Shchoto v'yespas beno, if he shechted it, the grandmother, as it were, And then the daughter's daughter, the grandchild, and hasn't yet done, missing out a generation, hasn't done anything wrong yet. The Achrach Shachas is bitter, and then he shechted the middle one. So if he gets Aboyim, although he's transgressed, as it really two Isurim, but there's only one act, and therefore only one Malkus. And Simcha says, most interestingly, that he's over twice, he managed to do two Isurim, two separate Lavim, which is over, and therefore he gets Malkus twice. But Aboa Perokim Beshano, Hamucha Behemel Achaveiro, Tzorech Lehudioi, Imo Machalti Lishchot, Bitter Machalti Lishchot. At four occasions in the year, one has to notify the customers that I have sold the mother for slaughtering or I've sold the daughter for slaughtering. Because on these four occasions, everybody is making sudos, and you must assume that a person who purchased the animal at this time purchased it to slaughter immediately. And therefore, somebody who bought the mother or the daughter animal, he must be made aware. For Elohim, Erev Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag, the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, before the last half of the Yom Tovim. Why not Erev Sukkos itself? Because, says the Baal Tanura, most beautifully, Derech Yisrael Asos Sudos Ba'arboim Perokim, Halalu, the sum of the Kerchman, the Hydalu Kosov Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Meshom Dekula Alma Tridi Besukha Balolof, the Inlem Penai Laharvus Lishchita, because they're busy, Erev Sukkos, they're busy putting up their Sukkah, getting the Arba Minim, they've got no time for Shchita, don't know what happens about the Sudos, but Shchita would have either been done early for those who are organized, or it's going to be left till Erev till Chol HaMoed. The Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and Erev Pesach, the Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, also Erev Yom Kippur, because in Golil the minhag was that they would eat and on Erev Yom Kippur major sudos. Because Chazal say the one who eats on the 9th of Tishri is as though he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. And that minhag was particularly prevalent in Golil. Omer Rabbi Huda Imosai, when do we say you've got to inform the buyer that the animal's mother or offspring has been sold? Bisman she'ein lo revach, when there is no time, when there is no time. Avo yesh lo revach in tzarech lodiyo, but if there is time, he doesn't need to inform him. That means only if the first animal sold on the very same day. But if the first animal sold the previous day or earlier, then there would have been time for it to be shechted. You don't know, but you're entitled to assume that it's been shechted. Even Rabbi Huda agrees that if the one side of the mechotonim, the kala's side, comes to buy an animal, and the choson side comes to buy an animal, you've got to let them know. Because even though this is nothing to do in an Erev Yom Tov, but you know that they're both buying them for the same Simcha. Mishnah 4. Doesn't mean you shech the butcher, but it means you make him shech, you force him to shech, even against his will, on four occasions in the year. Even if the bull is worth 1,000 dinar, and the purchaser has only purchased 1 dinar, we can compel him to shecht. On these four occasions that we've talked about, basically Erev Yomim Tovim, we're talking about even though the butcher is going to remain with 999 dinars worth of unsold meat, and he doesn't have refrigeration in those days, so it's likely to spoil, because the buyer has a right to demand his dinars worth of meat, and the butcher has got to supply that demand. We're talking about a case in Mefroshim where the buyer has paid for a dinar of meat, and the butcher accepted his money. And the deraisa, he has made a kinyan, and he has a right to demand his meat. Because the deraisa, a buyer's payment of money to the seller, affects the legal transfer of ownership to the buyer. The Chazal required an additional kinyan in order to complete the transfer of ownership, and that hasn't been done. But on these four occasions for which people require meat, Chazal allowed the din deraisa of transferred ownership to prevail. Because they've paid for it, he needs to hand over the meat, which the guy owns. And therefore, if the animal died before it was shechted, it died for the purchaser. It can't have it both ways. And therefore, if there was loss of the animal, we've said, you've got the rights to the meat, you own it. And therefore, he will lose out. But on other days in the year, even though you've paid for it and you wanted it for a particular occasion, particular simcha, we cannot compel the butcher to shech the animal until he's ready. In which case, well, at least you get the advantage that if there is to be a loss, the loss is that of the seller.
2 minutes.
Mishnah 5. When we say on the same day, we're talking about the 24 hours, like with Shabbos, the day following the night. Eszu Dorish Shimon ben Zoima. This was one of the things darshan by Shimon ben Zoima, who, as we know, he was one of the great darshanim. The Mishnah says in Sotah, Mishemis ben Zoima Botlo hadarshanim, the exegetes who were able to derive halachas from the psukim. Ben Zoima was one of the great ones, and that's because we find him as well known in the Haggadah, Luzachis Shiteome Yetzias Bitzrayim Agshe. Dorusha ben Zoima, and what did he darshan over here? Ne'emah b'maisav bereishis yom echod, v'ne'emah b'osvias v'no yom echod. Ma yom echod ha'omah b'maisav bereishis ha'yom ho'lechach ha'layla, af yom echod ha'omah b'osvias v'no ha'yom ho'lechach ha'layla. Just as in the bereishis, it's quite clear, v'yer v'yivoke, the day follows after the previous night. Similarly also for osvias v'no, the day follows after the night.
Does Ben Ashrashas have the stringencies of both days?
How many? You've got 15 people, isn't it? Can I? Okay. I'll pop back and go. Anthony. We can all go. I mean, can you tell me?
I haven't done. I've done.